I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a brand new episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
I'm Kamara Thomas. I'm on WUNCmusic.org this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, hosting special live coverage of the Hopscotch Music Festival. We'll have live sets from Kurt Vile, Jenny Lewis, and Sleater Kinney. It all starts Thursday at 5:30 on WUNCmusic.org and on the WUNC app.
I'm Eric Hodge. In music, North Carolina is represented by everything from James Taylor to J. Cole and J. Fono. There are songs that have become iconic to our state. Tar Heel fans sing along to Neil Diamond in the Dean Dome at home games. Carolina on My Mind is sung every graduation day at UNC Chapel Hill.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind.
When Kim Register from the band Lomelands was asked to pick a song, they skipped over the iconic and pointed us towards a lesser-known song by Des Arc. It's a band centered around songwriter Amay Argote.
I think there are a lot of songs about North Carolina that are not representative of the North Carolina that I grew up in. And I think Des Arc in this song talks a lot about just what it was like growing up as a young, like, female-bodied person and wanting to run away, but, like, loving your roots in this way and, like, hoping that you can come back.
I left home when I was young. All the ways that I have grown. And my mama, she said to me, you ain't ready.
And this song, I think, aesthetically or aurally, also just reminds me of, like, it's like this country music that I also love that is fairly not representative of queer folks. And she just weaves this story that I think is really beautiful and really real, and really close to my experience, into, like, a really beautifully picked, like, acoustic country, what I would consider a country song. And country songs to me are all about storytelling, and I feel like she just nails it.
Well, you're gonna cry no matter what, if I leave now or if I don't. Soon as I cross over the county line. Oh, North Carolina, you were good to me, and my heart did set.
About sort of, like, not knowing what your body's use is sexually too in the song, and having to, like, thinking that you have to use it in a certain way. And it's a pretty deep song. It's pretty amazing. And when I listened to it, I was like, oh, that is, like, my experience growing up as a queer person in North Carolina, or as a female-bodied person in North Carolina.
Well, my best friend, what did she do? She gave it up to a boy we knew. He was older. Was cruel to her. So we made a pact to be in school. Ain't it all what the young girls do? Cut a line through the center pole. Let the blood run down and make us strong.
Des Arc released 4 albums, built up a loyal following, but has been less active lately. Register says the songs cover a wide range of textures, and it's all great.
Deslark is a punk band, and I think also would identify as a country band or a folk band, and really plays to the punk roots of country, I think. And is a storyteller, an amazing storyteller, and is from Chapel Hill in Durham, and has been playing forever.
We packed our bags with some of our things, old notebooks and guitar strings, make believe like we got lovers to say goodbye to, but we got none of that now.
Her chords are amazing. The way she plays guitar is amazing. I think things are dissonant and then not, and then they resolve, and her voice is insanely unique and also just sounds really honest. That, and I feel like when you're listening to the songs, and every show that I've been to, I felt like the strength of vulnerability from her, and don't know how she did it or does it, because it's just like really open, and I feel really connected to at least the story.
Kim Register plays in the band Loamlands and is the owner of the music club Pinhook in downtown Durham. The Deslark song Carolina Girls is one of the songs they love.
And I liked it because it was Carolina Girls, and it was like explaining that part of being a Carolina girl and not like this like maybe higher ponytail, like not that that's bad, but like a higher ponytail, like a more like cute way that a girl grows up in North Carolina.
I'm coming
exploring North Carolina one song at a time with a Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast. There are more episodes up on WUNCmusic.org, on NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. We've got new stories every weekend. Next time on Songs We Love, Joe Newberry takes us up to the North Carolina mountains for a song by and about a pair of brothers from Switzerland who immigrated to this country because of Doc Watson.
They exemplify to me the draw of North Carolina music. You know, North Carolina music, it's a regional, it's a state music, but most of the music that I know from North Carolina belongs to the world.
30 years I've played the songs that Doc has taught to me, and the things that he had sung about I never thought I'd see. The hills of Carolina, folks have opened up the door, and for the first time in my life, I'm not a stranger anymore.
The Come Here NC series on Songs We Love is produced in collaboration with the North Carolina Arts Council. I'm Eric Hodge.
Yet the picture in my mind I see when I think about it all is the color of the leaves in Carolina. Fall.